My friends, our scripture today comes from the Gospel of Mark, the second chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. Hear these words. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And Jesus said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God, where Abiathar was high priest, and ate the bread of presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath day was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even on the Sabbath day.'" Again, Jesus entered the synagogue, and a man who was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And Jesus said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath? To save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against Jesus, how to destroy him. My friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. And we give thanks to God for it. So while our family was at the beach over Labor Day weekend, Travis and I went over to the outlets to do some shopping. We had to buy some new pants for James because though he is unseeable right at this moment, he had a growth spurt at some point over the summer, and when the cool weather arrives, he would have had no pants long enough to fit him. And so once we got back home, I explained to Travis very carefully that some of the clothes we had bought were daycare appropriate, and some of them were specifically reserved for church, because y'all know how I like to dress my kids up cute for church. Well, a few days later, Travis came to me and said he couldn't find a pair of shorts for James to wear to daycare, that the only clothes in the drawer were the new church clothes. I mean, honestly, I might be perpetually behind on laundry at my house, okay? So I went to look at the basket of clean clothes on top of the washing machine, and I found a pair of shorts that could have gone either way. They were khaki, but they had an elastic waist instead of a button and zipper. So I went into James' room and said, "Here, you know what, James? You can wear these to daycare. You shouldn't wear pants with an elastic waist to church anyways, because those are comfy clothes, and you should always be a little uncomfortable when you go to church." Now, of course, I was just talking about putting on your Sunday clothes and looking sharp, but as soon as that came out of my mouth, I knew I was on to something deeper and more profound. Because first of all, while y'all know I love to dress up my kids, I sincerely believe that God could care less about what we wear to church. In fact, I really think that God would rejoice more in an unchurched teenager showing up in dirty holy jeans than in a lifelong Christian showing up in a suit and tie. Second, and more importantly, as much as the church is a safe place where we can all come and worship and connect to God in a way that makes us feel secure and protected, I think it should also be a place where at times we find ourselves feeling a little bit uncomfortable. Now, to be clear, I am not talking about being physically unsafe or harassed in any way, shape, or form. With all that's going on in our news and our world, we want to protect everyone to make sure that they are safe here. But what I am talking about is each and every one of us stretching a little bit about the dimensions of what we think church is or what church should be. which brings us to the Bible. This morning's scripture reading is from the second chapter of the Gospel of Mark, so it's still fairly early in Jesus' ministry. But as he does, Jesus is already stirring up trouble. In this story, Jesus is with his disciples on the Sabbath day, and they are out in a field plucking heads of grain. You will remember it was the Jewish custom that during the time of Sabbath, from sundown Friday to sunset Saturday, no work should be done. And so the Pharisees object to Jesus, saying, "What are they doing? It's not lawful to pick grain on the Sabbath." They're like, "Jesus, you better straighten them up." Jesus did not respond to this objection. He didn't slap his disciples' wrist, making them stop. He didn't say to the Pharisees, "Oh, you know what? I forgot. I totally lost track of what day it was. Don't worry, this will never happen again." In fact, he does just the opposite. First, Jesus schools the Pharisees in Hebrew scripture. He says, and I'm paraphrasing, "Come on, guys, don't you remember what happened to David?" Now, David, we all know David, right? The young shepherd boy who slayed the giant Goliath with his slingshot and one smooth stone. Well, early in his leadership, King David entered the temple and asked the priest if he could have some bread for his army. The priest's response was that all he had was the bread of the presence, the consecrated meal, the holy bread, and that men could only have it if they were considered pure and clean. Well, David said that they were. And so the priest gave him the bread, and David went on his way. Now, were these soldiers actually purified and clean? Probably not. But they were hungry, and David found them something to eat. Jesus talks about David here because he is trying to point out that sometimes what someone needs is more important than holding on to tradition. That sometimes God calls us to do a new thing, and we should not cling so tightly to our religious customs that we cannot see what God is doing in our midst, right here and right now. My friends, this is a good message for us today. We can see how it applies, right? Jesus' words might step on a few of our toes, but hey, we're doing something new here at Bethel today. We are celebrating God in our midst. Way to go us, right? But then Jesus takes it one step further. The disciples had already violated the Sabbath laws when they were picking grain. And then, pushing the envelope, Jesus himself violates those same laws as he walks into a synagogue and cures a man with a paralyzed hand. Do you think that made the Pharisees a little uncomfortable? I do. And Pharisees do not like to be uncomfortable. Our passage today ends by saying the Pharisees went out and immediately conspired against Jesus, how to destroy him. Yikes. People do not like to be uncomfortable. They like to know what is coming next. They like their traditions to be predictable. They like their spaces, their life, to look and feel a certain way. And we are certainly guilty of that in the church, aren't we? We like to worship a certain way. We like to arrange the flowers a certain way. We like to set up our sanctuary and our narthex a certain way, and we do not want those things to change. We like to have the same programs and ministries year after year because these are traditions. We hold fast to them because traditions are good, right? We like things the way we've always done it. Now, I want to share something with you that struck me during my listening tour these past few months, and I hope that you will not leave today conspiring with one another on how to destroy me for this. Just hear me out, even if I step on your toes a little bit, okay? So my listening tour, it generated some great conversations. One of the questions that I asked people was, What is one way you can help Bethel reach new people? Do you know what the most common response to this question was? When I asked how we could reach new people far and away, people started off by saying, well, we used to do X, Y, Z. In the olden days, we did it like this. Let's try the way we did it in 1956 when I came to the church. It struck me that our first response to how to do something new was to try something old. We're a little bit afraid of new in church. Honestly, I think that we often don't want to try something new because it's hard to picture something the way we've never done it before. Many of us are so accustomed to the way we do church here at Bethel that we can't imagine doing church any other way. But guess what? Jesus healed a man on the Sabbath. He broke tradition. He did something that had never been done before, something that made the people around him very uncomfortable. But in the end, a man was healed. Shouldn't that have been the goal all along? God's grace is kind of a funny thing sometimes. My friends, my point is this. It's okay to be a little uncomfortable sometimes. It's okay to try something new. It's okay to do something that has never been done before, even if that means stepping onto a path that has never been traveled. It's also okay to walk away, even if just for a moment, from the rituals and traditions that we cling to so dearly, and to see what else God might have in store for us today. And that is what we're doing here today. We are trying something new, something that has never been done before. We have combined two very different styles of worship. We've come together as one church. And I'm sure it's a little bit uncomfortable for some of us here today. Thank you for being here anyway. As you can tell, there are some people who are not here today. I would like to think that it was just because they had other commitments. But let's keep it real. Some church folks are just plain stubborn and they want church the way that they want church. So in my September newsletter article, I reflected on the opening passage from the book of James. And I challenged us here at Bethel to be doers of God's word and not hearers only. Well, sometimes doing church faithfully means being comfortably uncomfortable. It means being willing to compromise so that everyone feels like their voice has been heard and their opinion is valued. It means not immediately dismissing something just because it is different, actively seeking out and listening to new ideas. It means healing someone on the Sabbath because they are sick and serving someone holy bread because they are hungry. It means listening to God's still speaking voice, guiding us along a journey that is filled with grace and a love that will exceed our wildest imaginations, if only we will let it. So, my friends, let's not be afraid to be a little uncomfortable. Let's push our boundaries here at Bethel. Let's stretch beyond our usual way of doing things. Let's try something new. And let's be amazed at God's potential within our community. Let's believe that through us, God can and will do great things. If we do this, I believe that we will find people will be healed, hungry will be fed, and the hurting broken will be made whole. Thanks be to God. My friends, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of this new day, We thank you for your mercies that are new each morning. Help us not to be afraid, not to fear the movement of your Spirit and the transforming work of your hands. Make us comfortably uncomfortable here at Bethel. And may our discomfort be a sign of hope that you are still here, leading us, guiding us, remaking us into your new creation. This we pray in your Son's holy name. Amen.